You're listening to Your Worlds today on Radio Islam International. And next up, we've got a very important guest. His name is Mohiuddin Kronfall. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Global Sukuk and MENA Fixed Income, Franklin Templeton Investment, Dubai, United Arab Emirates. He joins us now on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mohiuddin.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Very good to be in South Africa.
Yes, I'm hoping you're enjoying our country.
Very much. Very much, as always.
Brilliant stuff. Now, Mohiuddin, we want to discuss Islamic investment. So, is the Islamic investment sector growing worldwide?
Absolutely. I mean, the market is now, I think, north of $2.5 trillion and has been growing over the past five or so years at a rate of growth that is close to 20%.
Hmm.
So, the growth rate is high, the momentum remains very strong, and I would say the quality of the growth is very good because the pace of innovation, I think, is also very high. We continue to see very interesting new structures come to the market. We continue to see countries and companies continue to want to diversify their funding and complement their financial markets with Sharia-compliant securities. So, you know, at a high level or a macro level, it is very encouraging indeed, the rate of growth of Islamic finance.
Now, for the layman, you know, help us to understand. Give us an indication with regards to the size of the industry.
So the size, as I mentioned today, has crossed $2.5 trillion,
mm-hmm.
And is expected to continue growing at more than 20% a year. The primary beneficiary of that money, so most of that $2.5 trillion you will find in Islamic banks, which continue to perform very well, especially when compared to conventional banks. So wherever you see Islamic banks competing with conventional banks, they tend to do very well. They're growing at a faster rate, and that's certainly very encouraging because it means that the demand for Islamic banking remains very robust at the retail level. And then we have other sectors which are also been beneficiaries. The largest after Islamic banks would be the growth of the Sukuk market at something like $350 billion or so.
Hmm.
And then other pockets as well have been growing, and those would be the takaful industry as well as the mutual fund industry or the Sharia-compliant mutual fund industry at roughly 5%. So in general, I would say Islamic banks are doing exceptionally well. I think the challenge is really to see how we can develop non-bank financial services, and that requires, I think, a concerted effort from not just the market participants, but also from regulators and governments and legislators, you know, across the globe, including here in South Africa.
Right. Now, Mohiuddin, what makes Islamic investing different from conventional investing?
So there are several, I think, key attributes. Probably when it comes to Islamic finance, the one major restriction or feature would be the prohibition of riba.
Mm.
You cannot pay nor receive interest in Islamic finance. But also you have several sectors or business activities which are considered haram or not permissible. Those would be everything from gaming, tobacco, you know, weapons, conventional finance, and as well as, you know, pornography, pork, things like that. So several of these sectors one must avoid. And then there are other technical restrictions that one needs to be mindful of. But if you can get those two broad issues in line, you are, if you want, 90% there. The rest, I think, is a little bit open or subject to, I think, interpretation.
And how are profits calculated?
The calculation of profits do not change from, you know, Islamic finance to conventional finance.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same accounting treatment that one would have to use. But I think what you have to do in Islamic finance is factor in or compensate or accommodate or adjust your profit to make sure that you are making allowances for any improper profit or profit that needs to be purified. I think that's maybe what you're trying to distinguish. But from an accounting perspective, they are the same. But obviously, I think as an investor or a practitioner or someone who wants to, you know, pay attention to the sources of revenue or income that you're making, you need to make allowances, because obviously some of the income that you make needs to be purified, and that may be, that's one of the features of Islamic finance as well.
Is Islamic investing totally free of riba interest?
I think there's no such thing in the world of something being totally, black or white. There's always different interpretations, different perceptions, there's different attitudes, different markets have different approaches to things, different people have different interpretations, and, Islam in general is not doesn't have one standard, and at the same time, I don't think we should necessarily aspire or encourage to have that, because, different mindset, different interpretations, different standards allow for a lot of innovation, a lot of growth, allow for the development of the industry. So, there is no black and white that's universal. It never was, and it probably never will be.
Is Islamic investing and banking here to stay?
Absolutely. As it was again in the past, I think we will continue to reinvent it, and it has a very important role, I think, in many people's lives. And I would say that, investors all over the world are, making the connection between the way they want to live their lives and the value system they have, and have that reflected in the way they invest their money. So Muslims want to invest in, accordance to Sharia, but you have many other investors that want to invest, in a manner that is consistent with their approach to governance or environment or socially responsible investing. And I think the rise of that in finance is going to continue.
Any final closing comments on the topic of Islamic investment?
Yeah, I think, us as Franklin Templeton, we have, a very important role that we think we have to play as thought leaders, as promoters of the industry. And, we have been in South Africa for over 20 years. I think we've been working with our, with stakeholders, with advisors in the region to, discuss and talk about and raise awareness about the benefits and challenges of Islamic finance, globally as well as in Africa. And I think, this is a debate that needs to continue to evolve in South Africa so that we can see the market grow, from where it is today, which is at a relatively young and undeveloped stage, to the, I think, significant potential that it has. Especially when you contrast where Islamic finance is today compared to how developed the financial markets in South Africa are. So we're quite excited about this opportunity, and I think we have, an important role to play in that evolution.
Indeed. Mohiuddin Kranfol, Chief Investment Officer, Franklin Templeton Investment Middle East. We thank you so much for, educating us this evening, and you have yourself a wonderful evening and enjoy our country.
Thank you very much, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.